This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, March 10th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
We'll be running the three-man show at least for 3 or 4 days this week.
Okay.
Jason Bishop in Florida. Said he was coming back Thursday. So I assume he's off all week, but the way he said it on Friday, it was like he might be coming back on Friday.
It's so weird and so annoying that he's nebulous about it.
Wasn't he nebulous? Like, I was misunderstanding.
He was nebulous to us anyway. And here's why it's annoying. Because I'm going to Fort Myers to go visit Joe P, and Vin's going to come down there, you know, his summer home or whatever, replace some golf, hang out. I was going to leave on like Thursday or Friday, but Lurch had the week off. So I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna leave the guys with two. So I'm shifting it. I'm going like after the show Friday, coming back Monday afternoon, whatever. In other words, I'm missing Monday, not Friday.
Right.
But it just changed my whole vacation plan. Meanwhile, the guy sounds like he's gonna be here.
Yeah,
and I totally
couldn't
take it off.
He was very weird about it. We talked a little bit about it, the alt cast behind the scenes.
And he just makes up days as he goes along.
He said he was going to Florida with the family, which is cool.
Yeah, great.
And so we were like, okay, I guess we'll see you next week. And he was like, oh, I'm coming back Thursday.
What?
Well, what does that mean?
You affected
Are you
my,
coming back to do the show on my, Thursday?
He affected my entire
Is he coming
trip.
Back to Ashburn on Thursday but not doing the show? Is he
I
doing
don't
the
know.
Show Friday?
The man's
Cakes,
a mystery.
Could you interpret it?
I mean, it's very mysterious.
First of all, nobody cares. But beyond that, he's an enigma. He just a walking out. I didn't even know the guy hadn't laughed in 20 years. I mean,
I don't think it's 20 years, but
I mean,
at least five years. I would say.
And look, I can understand that. We can all understand that he's had, you know, a big loss in his life.
I'm
he was raised
kidding.
By a single mom and all that sort
I'm
of thing.
I'm kidding. It's fine. I get it. But still,
he could just say, "I'm going to be off all week."
Yeah, just say what days you're going to be away.
Most importantly, nobody cares or is keeping track.
Nobody cares.
He's constantly pulling me to the side saying, can I come back this day so I can add another? Nobody cares. Just come back when you're back.
Just we're not. Come back. I know,
it's
come
so
back.
So many details. I've stopped keeping track.
Yeah. I don't know. I found it a little odd. You found it a little odd. Cakes found it a little odd.
I don't even care. The only reason why I'm irritated is because he completely changed my plans.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
your vacation's at the mercy of his.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was because I'd kind of planned mentally. Oh, but he had taken it off first. Fair enough.
Right.
I'll adjust mine.
Right.
But meanwhile, he's just going to show up.
He may or may not show up on Thursday. I'm pretty confident. I just wanted to establish running a three-man show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Who knows?
Big question mark.
Who knows?
We don't know.
No, he's supposed to be coming back on Friday. He said he's driving back here on Thursday or coming back on Thursday.
No, he's flying
back. Yeah. But he wants to come in on Friday is what he said.
Right, he's trying to save the day somehow.
Gotcha.
Swirl a day.
That's odd,
whatever.
Too.
Yeah, I would never take Monday through Thursday and then
knock out a Friday.
The old one-day work week.
Because I know that floating around in the ether, I've got a day off or two that I know that I haven't cashed in. So I'm just going to cash it in.
Yeah.
And not worry about it.
It's just weird. Speaking of getting here, driving here, I told JPN this morning, I got in my car and I knew something was up when my car wasn't warm because my car's on a timer, right? And so it preheats itself.
Fancy.
No, most cars have it today. Mm-hmm. You set a time, it preheats it. It only doesn't do that when you have less than 50 miles in the tank.
Okay.
So right. I was like, damn.
Doesn't want to burn up the gas.
I guess. So I got in there, it's like 20 miles, and that's fine. I know I could get to work the way I get here through DC because I only live like 11 miles.
Well, you had 20 miles left in your tank?
Yes.
Well, then how are you going to get back? Is there where's the closest gas station to
that's
here?
That's my issue. Ooh. And the thing is, I had so much stuff going on this morning. You don't even care. But I was doing extra things in the morning. It kind of adjusted my routine. And so I get in my car and I go, I'm going to get to work on fumes. Mm-hmm. And then how am I going to get out of here? Because
don't know.
I went to my map and there are gas stations like 0.5 miles around here.
Yeah.
They're just not visible.
Right.
No, we just don't see them and they're not in my way home or way to the club.
You're going to have to go out of your way.
I'm going to have to go out of my way.
Yeah.
And what tilts me more than going out of my way, Cakes?
Not much.
Not much. Not much. Maybe I don't even like to go when the gas station's on the other side of the road.
Maybe being the executive of your mom's estate.
That tilts me a lot.
Possibly.
That tilts me a lot.
Yeah.
Because by the way, we went to my mom's house just to pick up some tax forms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bizarre. I know you guys know this feeling. My mom's still alive. She's still with us. She's doing great. I mean, great's a relative term. She's hanging in there. She's in good spirits. When your parents pass or something, the house, when it hasn't been there in a while, it looks just like they were just there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like nothing. It's like in a time warp. Like when my mom fell, the cleaning solutions and stuff, because she was trying to clean, are right there by the closet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's a time warp. And I went in there, and I tried to find the forms and couldn't find them. And it's also a mini, just a disaster area.
Right.
My mom's house. She just has stuff everywhere. And I got anxiety just going in the house.
Sure.
Did you find your old baseball cards?
My baseball cards are at my house.
Oh,
but
okay.
I thought they were
still in that closet.
Send Darren Revell.
After we had Graham. Darren Revell on, I want to just have a bonfire because I collected cards in the most popular era that people collected cards.
Right.
And if you don't have a one of one,
there's
it's
a billion
useless.
Of them.
So let's just go to my house. And let's just light 15 years, 20 years of passion. Let's just light it on
fire. I'll throw my starting lineup figurines in right at the bottom. They can be the kindling.
I know you're not going to get rid of them.
I'll still keep them.
You're going to have those till you die.
I'm a borderline level 3 hoarder.
I thought it was cool that I had maybe 4 or 5 Barry Sanders rookie cards or some.
Yeah.
Those couldn't be more cliche.
Yeah.
They just couldn't be. This guy's got a freaking George Washington signed,
signed envelope from George freaking Washington.
Right.
From the 1700s.
He's got like the only ticket stub ever to like the first ever Rolling Stones concert, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, I thought he was an interesting, good guest. We did the Altcast on Friday night, which was fun. I got to tell you, Richmond John song has been in my head all weekend.
Right.
Like if I describe it, it was like I woke up singing stupid Richmond John
really?
Song.
I mean, it was a good song, but it wasn't an earworm for me the entire weekend. I mean, I guess it affected you more than it affected me. But we were all happy to see that it got played in the arena during the game. That was very cool.
I wish in retrospect, and EB talked about this at the time, that we had done a little more so that the crowd would have been aware that it was coming up.
Again,
like, first of all, proceed it with the Pang audio, do a video. I thought you had a good idea about us, even if we're just lip syncing in the background, chorus.
Just a chorus, and you got to get a cap or two in the background. You know what I mean? Build some momentum.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but again, we're not Caps in-game entertainment. They did what they could with it. in a limited turnaround.
I'm not attacking them, Case.
I'm not either. I'm just saying, like, we basically did what we could. Like, what else are we going to do?
That's what happens in an eight-hour period. Yeah, something happens like that. I'm just saying, in a perfect world.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Look, it was awesome. Zach Leonsis came out and greeted us when we did the alt cast. Mm-hmm. He had little ponies there.
He did on
so
set.
We could have some fun during the broadcast. Not to completely pile on Lurch, but it is funny, a couple things about it. First of all, a guy couldn't have been happier when they extended it to a 2-goal lead.
No.
Because then overtime was off the board. Because he was in a panic that there was a chance it was going to go to overtime.
You don't understand. Before anything started, he said, why is there always got to be a ceremony? And I looked at him and go, what are you telling me? Because every time we come here, there's a ceremony before the game.
It's the Rock the Red era.
I went, oh, you're upset because that's adding time. He goes, yes.
So it's like a 3-minute ceremony.
A five-minute ceremony.
I said it's going to be 2 to 3 minutes.
Tilted him because we were going to be there an extra 5 minutes.
They introduced four players. And then, very nice of him to stop by, but Doug Kammerer came and he goes to a lot of Caps games. He was there with his son. Really nice family.
He said, I don't go to that many. Maybe 16 to 20.
Yeah, he said 15 to 20. I was like,
what?
I haven't been to 15 games in, I think, eight or nine years.
Now, he lives a little closer, and he takes the Metro. I think he's in Chevy Chase. But I've never seen somebody more excited to talk about weather. And we've known this for years.
Oh, he loves
about
it.
Jason. But
Jason has everybody's got
Doug Kammerer.
Like they were going on a date.
Doug Kammerer's like, he's like Jay-Z.
They're going to like a hotel room down the street.
Make out with him in the parking lot before he came back.
He just loves weather.
Loves
guys,
weather man. So much.
Loves it.
Hey, maybe that was the first time he smiled in 5 years.
He was smiling.
He was smiling.
Yeah.
I can't believe in front of Doug on the air, you told Jason to just Google the weather instead of watching it on TV. My jaw hit the floor. I mean, you were just spitballing.
I think he asked what the temps were.
It was definitely unintentional.
It was so unintentional. Yeah,
I mean, it was unintentional. But it was funny. Isn't that what most people do?
Yeah, but it doesn't diminish him.
He could be one of the guys that put it on Google.
But if he said in front of you, oh, don't listen to the radio, just Google the score.
I understand what you're inferring, but it's just, you know, most people, if they want to know what happened in the game, they don't wait till next morning to listen to the junks. They Google it.
The commentary about it. That's the same with the weather.
Right. I'm not diminishing his job, but if you really want to know, just look at your phone. I don't know. It's no different. It's a great corollary. Sure. What we do. Yeah, I'm not expecting you to wait to listen to the junks to find out who won the Skins game. You know who won the game. We do, you know. We'll tell you details about it. We'll have fun with it.
Right. We'll give you our take.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing you know the score.
But it was almost like he tried to add time to the segment because he wanted more weather talk.
He always wants more weather talk.
We were supposed to go to commercial. They're winding down. It's a hard break. He goes, by the way, I can't even remember what the question was.
Are we done with snow?
Are we done with snow? Are we done with snow?
He's a fascinating guy in that he had met Doug Kammerer one time and texts him all the time when he's going to go play golf.
He's very comfortable doing that.
Yeah, it's his guy. It's his go-to.
And Doug's a great guy. Super
great guy.
Nice guy. I knew that his daughter had hung out with my daughter. Same circle friends. Things like that. And then his son was there, and I said to my son, and my daughter said, actually, I do more stuff with the son than I do the daughter. I didn't even know that. I would have mentioned it. So I'm just stupid.
He didn't care. He just wanted to go back to the game. He's like,
I know, but I was just like,
Dad's taking me away from the third period.
I didn't have any small talk.
You didn't have good small talk queued up.
With the kid, yeah.
Oh, it's all good. All good. Hey, NFL free agency officially will start at noon.
Can we mourn Drabby's team? I felt bad for Drabby.
He will a little bit later.
It's literally like his.
He's rooting for my old team. He's rooting for the Raiders now.
I get it. He has to because his team's no longer.
Yeah, it's been.
It would be like getting rid of Jaden and Terry.
It's an implosion.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What a day.
Well, we'll get into that. The Seahawks do trade away their quarterback and their one of their star receivers. A lot of receivers on the move. And Myles Garrett, it was all talk. We'll get into all that throughout the show. Nikki Javala from the Washington Post will join us at 8 o'clock. We'll get into the Commanders, who they have re-signed already, who they will let walk, and who they might bring in. We'll get into all that here on the Junkies.